Hello and welcome to the Emmanuel Croydon podcast. At Emmanuel Croydon, we exist to be a community drawn together by our desire to know and follow Jesus. We long to become disciples of Jesus who are equipped to serve him in the whole of life, transforming families, communities and workplaces as we love God with heart, mind, soul and strength. We hope you enjoy this week's talk from the morning services. Thank you for joining us today. Grace and peace to you.
Right, yes, our bodies, they can do amazing things. And there are particular things that we can do. Maybe like all the best people. You have blue eyes and are left-handed. That's the best thing. But sometimes it can be quite hard, can't it? I mean, I wonder if we gave our own bodies a number out of 10 in our heads, I wonder what we'd give it, if we were really honest. Because sometimes it can be really hard. Maybe bits of our bodies we don't like, or maybe a part of us or big parts of our body are not as quick as they were, or they don't work as well as they should. Maybe we don't like the size that we are. And that is why it's so helpful for us to hear about what God says about our bodies. And this is Psalm 139. We need God's help. Let me say a prayer. Dear God, we thank you for our bodies. Lord, sometimes we can feel a bit confused about them. Lord, please speak to us, we pray. Amen. Now, this psalm, it starts not with us, but with God. It starts with a God who knows everything. Our thoughts, our words, even before we've spoken to them. He sees us, even when we're a long way away. Now, I wonder if you know how many hairs are on your head. Do you know, apparently on average it's about, 100,000. But God knows the number of hairs on all of our heads. Somewhere he knows every number of all of us in the room. Amazing. And he's everywhere. Where we go, far, far away, he's with us. And he's clever and he's powerful. And isn't that an amazing thing to think? That you and I were made by the most powerful and amazing person in the universe. We were handmade carefully by the most amazing, most powerful person in the universe. And it says, the words it says, David says, I praise you, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Handmade. God knitted us together in our mummy's tummies. Like knitting, like crochet, and made us together. Now, I don't know if you know, the human eye. We've got our cameras on our phones. I'm told the newest one is about 12 megapixels. And apparently our eyes are 276 megapixels. 576. Someone's apparently tried to work this out. If I was to get off and graze my knee, our bodies can heal themselves. And our brains. People say that our brains have terabytes of storage and we can make new connections. Our bodies are amazing. But hold on, we might say, well, but our bodies aren't perfect, though, are they? And I'm sure David, who wrote these psalms, knew that. I don't know, have you ever played the game, what time in the past would you like to live in? Okay, so maybe it's the Roman times, maybe it's like ancient Egypt when they were building the pyramids, maybe you could meet Henry VIII. The answer, like which part of the history would you like to live in? The answer is none of them, because it was always rubbish. Okay, we would have been perpetually ill and had something wrong, because they didn't have the healthcare that we have, and it was painful. And he would have experienced that. And if we read on in the Bible, we can read about how God has a plan for our bodies, how just as Jesus rose, God will raise anyone who trusts in Jesus and raise us with him. That's God's plan for our bodies. But right now, God wants us to know that our bodies are amazing, fearfully and wonderfully made. Now, it's half term, which means one of the exciting bits of half term is you get to discover something which you don't normally get to discover if you've been at school, which is daytime television. And on daytime television, you've got that show where they try and find some valuable thing around. Maybe they buy it at a shop or find it in their attics, and they try and sell it. And maybe they find something and they say, "Oh, I found this in my attic, and it's just a bit of old rubbish." And then they take it to some person. Maybe he's called Johnny Triple Barrel surname, and he's got his tweed jacket, and he looks at it. And he says, "Actually, this pen that you thought was a load of rubbish, actually, this was the one that Queen Victoria's favorite pen that she'd used for writing 100th birthday cards. And it's totally priceless because she only had one favorite pen. It's priceless." And maybe the people say, no, that's just a pen. That's rubbish." No, listen to the expert. Listen to the expert. That is what our psalm is doing. Listen to the expert. Our bodies are precious. In fact, why don't we play this cash in the attic game now? So, let's see, because in a church building, I'm sure we can find something. So, have a look around. Can anyone see something? Maybe, can anyone see a jug? Can anyone see a jug? Oh, okay, yeah, could someone come and bring me this jug? Look at this. Any volunteers to come and grab me that jug? Yes. Now, fancy that. Here we go. This is the live version of the TV show. Now, you may think that this is just an ordinary jug, but actually, Judith, if you look carefully, it's okay. I think we might just skip that bit. Okay. Yeah, so I think what we're saying is that our bodies are precious. And it matters how we take care of them. Maybe we don't. Maybe we think our bodies, yeah, they're not very good. But actually, listen to the expert. God has made us. He's made us different sizes. He's made us different eye colors. He's made us boys and girls. And that was his plan. Our bodies are amazing and they're precious. In my house, there are normal things and there are precious things. I wonder what you think would be like the precious things in your house. Fearfully and wonderfully made. It matters how we treat our bodies, how we eat and how we sleep, how we exercise, how we use our bodies for God. It matters how we treat other people's bodies, whoever they are. Let's speak kindly about other people, even when they can't hear us, about other people and about our bodies. And what about on social media? Are there things that we shouldn't share? How can we treat people and people's bodies well, even if whether they look the right way or whether they don't look the right way? And I'm sure in all these ways, there have been some times when you've got this wrong and when I've got this wrong. So, tomorrow morning, we're going to look in the mirror. How are we going to feel? And maybe we could say something like this. I'll borrow it from someone else. We look in the mirror tomorrow morning. David, why is this body precious? Well, it's precious because God has said so. Because God has said, fearfully and wonderfully made. David, why is today a good day? Because God has given me my body to serve him. And David, why is the body I'm looking at, why is it better today than it was yesterday. It's because it's one day closer to when God gives us new bodies, when he raises us with Jesus, fearfully and wonderfully made. Maybe we find that really hard. Do take that opportunity to talk with someone. I'd love to do that and talk with you and pray with you. But for now, we've got a question that's going to come up on the screen. Let's turn to the person next to us and let's have a chat. How does God feel about our bodies? Let's take a moment now.
Thanks for listening to the Emmanuel Croydon podcast. For more information about our church and everything we have going on, visit our website, emmanuelcroydon.org.uk. You can also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram to see and hear what's going on in the life of our church. God bless you and have a wonderful week.